Yeah, the hand of Yahweh was on Yeshaya. Cry out to them. Spare not. Sound the alarm in the fenced city. Blow like the shofar. Show them their sins. Show them the defiled, corrupt ways. Show them what's in them. There are people out there that tell me, Pastor Roberts, don't ever stop preaching like that. Keep talking like that. I like to do things on Wednesday that are a little more refined. But on the Shabbat, I will act like a wild thing. Hallelujah. I'm going to act like, I don't want to be sophisticated. I don't care about perspiring up here. I'm not worrying about my composure, my demeanor. You're dealing with a house that is a sinful house. You're dealing with a nation that is full and a people full of idolatry. Don't you know what is idolatry to you is whereby your mind is consumed with that more than it is with Yahweh? That's idolatry. Your conversation is not based upon the truth of Almighty Yah. It's not based upon the principles of His teaching. Based upon your filthy minister rags of your own righteousness. You instruct to do things that are diametrically opposed to what Yahweh commands, and you think that's righteous. That is of hell. It is of darkness. It is the spirit of hell. Hallelujah. Don't you know that's what Shaitan did in the kingdom? He began to draw the Melechim away from the worship of Almighty Yahweh. He began to carouse them and bring them under his cloak of darkness. Then he rose up against Yah and said, look at me. Well, I'm more spiritual than you, Yah. Yah made that beast. You find these fools rise up today and think that they have more integrity than Yahshua HaMashiach. The Spirit of Yah. When the Spirit of Yah is in the place, you will hear the man of Yah cry, Abba. For Yah is my Abba. There are you that you don't even know how to resonate that out of your belly. It doesn't even flow from there. For the Spirit of HaMashiach cries, the Spirit of Yah, the witness of Yah, Abba. He is my Abba. And I cried aloud so everyone can hear me. I don't do it in some kind of soul fashion. I don't soul pedal this. I say it with the loudness of my voice. And I sing to my Abba. I cry because his Ruah is in me, the Spirit of Yah. And when a man has that, you will hear the sound of the alarm that goes out of the man or the woman. When they don't have it, you will never have it. They're quiet and reserved. Why? Because there's no power of life in them. The things of Yah are not real to them. It's just a pretense. It's just a false action. Yes, sir, I'm going to do that. Hallelujah. You get this living truth in you, you can't sit still. And Jeremiah says, like fire. As the old Kedoshim would say, even in the old Baptist way, they would say, I got to get up. It was like fire in them. No preacher would get up there. He would make it burn. Boy, he would cause mama to know her sins that day. And she never knew her sins that day. She knew it. You would hear her get up. How? Sure you would. I recall those things as a little lad. I remember those things. Very vividly imprinted in my mind. Haven't forgotten that. When a man gets the true spirit of Yah, he will cry, Abba. You reserve because of your own self-righteousness. It's like a filthy rag. Full of stench. Your righteousness is full of stench. Hallelujah. Well, what kind of Siddiqui you speak to us? The Torah, the way of Yah. And Yahweh's way is not your way. Your way is petty and immature. This nation has a petty way. That's why they love petty things. That's why the idols and all that trash, they're consumed by it. They're childlike, they're immature, and they're petty. No strength to them. You can't hardly find it in anyone. That's the truth. Listen to what David says. Listen to what David says. And to Helium. I want to read this quickly. To Helium 103 verse 10. It said, Yahweh hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor has he rewarded us according to our iniquities. To Helium 107:17. Fools because of their transgression. I want you to hear this. Now listen. To Helium 107:17. It says fools. Now not wise men. Fools. Because of their transgression, and because of their iniquity, they are afflicted. They are anah. Now, I know what we think, that someone is sick because of that. Their own iniquities cause them. But this is what scripture means, that word anah. This is what it means. Hear this. It means anah. They become low. You watch them. They look all low. They're depressed. That's what it means. They're downcast. They're oppressed. And they are weak in themselves. It's their own iniquity. They are afflicted. They get cast down and they look like someone is doing a fool. Now that's what he said. Fools, because of their own transgression and because of their iniquity, they are afflicted. Not because someone is sick. Don't tell me Tarshish is with Paul or this was with Shaul that he was full of iniquity. He was just sick. He said, this is what this anah means. They're downcast. When you find someone always downcast and always that, because they're full of damnable iniquity. When you find them all low down and all oppressed, yeah, I just don't know where the sisters and the brothers. Scripture tells us so quick. Come on, let the weak say you're strong. Rise up above your petty, iniquitous ways and confess your damnable sins. What you need to do. That's what that all know me. Because fools are afflicted because of their transgression and because of their sins, they are cast down. Let me find that they become low. They become segregated. They get very low. Isn't this amazing that y'all, Sister Horn, I looked yesterday because I have two or three messages I was going to preach today. And they all seem to be wonderful messages. And Thursday night late, Yahweh just spoke to my heart Thursday night. I was telling Brother Dale or someone, I think, I didn't go to bed about 12. Because he spoke that to my Ruah. This just a separation. What is causing the separation? Between man and me, their iniquity, their sin. This is a wicked nation. The people are wicked. You wonder why the people are all suppressed and oppressed. They're trying to take drugs to remedy that. They're looking for every kind of drugs. It's iniquity. And they're down low. They're cast low. They're sad. Nobody's happy. Well, I tell all you hypocrites, every one of you, I'm going to be happy. Hallelujah. I have the shalom of Yah. And I'm going to express it too. I sing because I'm happy. I sing to Yah because I'm free, and I'm free. Yahshua has made me free. What? To worship my Abba, to acknowledge the power of my Yahshat. I'm free for whom the Son makes free. He has made me a new creature, Almighty. I'm free. Hallelujah. It's your own iniquity. The fools, they're afflicted because of their own iniquity. They're downcast. When you find folks always downcast, there's iniquity there. When you find them that are downcast, there is iniquity there. Because scripture tells me to rejoice in my Messiah. And again, I say rejoice. And it doesn't take me much to rejoice because I know how to rejoice. Hallelujah. I just rejoice. What do you rejoice? I get fat. What do you rejoice about? When I think about a wretched thing like this, when I think about the road that he's brought me down, when I look at the meals that set before me, I'm telling you, I don't know how you all feel when you eat, but I'm telling you, my heart gets full. Sometimes I cry, come on, yeah. And I know that I got brothers and sisters who don't even have nothing to eat. For those brothers sometimes write me, I don't respond back to them because really, there's nothing I can do for them right now. That's why I don't respond. Nothing. I don't want to be when my heart gets heavy. But I sit down and see bread on my table. See that? See a nice piece of fish. Then my heart gets sore. I say, Yah, told it. Look at this. Come on, it fills me up. Get up in the morning, walk. And see my brothers in the evening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm all right. Don't take much for me. Don't need trinkets. Don't like trinkets. Take up too much time. I like things of substance. And the word of Yah has substance. Hallelujah. If you would start giving more time, and I'm talking to you daughters too, it's dismal and appalling. You have enough time to build a kingdom. You wasted on nothing. Sleeping and slobbering. It's a dismal shame. I don't care what any of you say, daughters. And I see this from Sister Roberts down. You can go to hell with that lie. Okay, what you say? Hallelujah. Keep your hands on me. Be some strong men today. We're not going to make it without strong men. I'm telling you. Let nobody catch you. This Christianity has demasketized the house of Yah. It made everybody effeminate. The men look like the women. They're soft looking. Their edges, they have no strong edges today. That's just the truth. They're soft in their language, and they even their voice is almost that way. And you got these Jezebels, and they want to try to raise their voice to a different decimal like a man. Nowhere in Scripture, everything in Scripture has been based upon a man. Noah, a man. Everything, a man. It's the power of hell that wants to remove man. That's why Yahweh says, because of this iniquity, he's going to cause the women to rule. The children are going to rule, and the women are going to oppress. And I tell all your daughters here, the enemy will use every last one of you to try to get a stronghold where you can bring accusations to say this or that, or Sister Robinson, Pastor Robinson, that you're full of lies in hell. Hallelujah. I'm a strong man. She knows that, whether you all know that. She knows that. Truth. You're boasting? No, I'm just telling you. And the enemy would love to get you women together with your petty minds that have nothing on them to cause an insurrection or coup. But you can't do it here. You got to first bind the strong man. You can't do that. Won't let you do that. Can't do that. Sister Roberts can't do that. She knows where my strength is. Hallelujah. You just get upset because of your own iniquity, your own sin and your wickedness, your own self-righteousness. Hallelujah. You see, the scripture tells us if a man just even does that which is right, just right, then there's a reward for that man. You just do what's right. You don't even want to do that. Hallelujah. David said also in Psalms 130 verse 8, and Yahweh shall redeem Israel from all their iniquity. Mishli, Proverbs 5:22. I'm reading these verses on the iniquity because it is your own iniquity that has separated you from the strength and the power of Almighty Yah. It's not the iniquity of someone else, it's your own iniquitous ways, your own sin. You're heavy, you're cast down, you're afflicted because of your own iniquity. You're burdened down because of your own iniquity. You're cast low, it is your iniquity. It is not what Deacon Benny did to you. It's not what Brother Eldon did to you. It is your own iniquity. When a husband and wife have agree, when they have a disagreement, it is not what the wife says to the husband or the husband says to the wife. It is the unforgiveness of that husband's iniquity or the wife's that causes them to act the way they do. You made me this way. No, your own iniquity made you this way. Your own sin. You're without excuse, my man. Come on, woman, you're without excuse. How do you know? Well, when a husband and wife disagree, is she not judging him? When you did this, you did that. Is he not judging her? Is there not a spirit of judgment there? Don't you see the hypocrisy? You judge her, she judges you, and yet you both do the same thing. Don't you know you're a hypocrite? You telling her for iniquity and you walking in iniquity? You telling her what she needs to do and you're not even doing that? I bless you all that. I'm just telling you, I don't have that kind of ru'ah. If I say something, Sister Roberts is over, that's it. Let's move on. It's no taking this to the next 10 minutes. It's said, it's finished. It's done. That's dust off as far as I'm concerned. Now don't bring that, but don't do that to me. You ask her if she does that. What will happen then? Is done, is finished, leave it alone. Let's go on. Hallelujah. This is a wicked generation that doesn't do that. Hallelujah. 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 Go back to Yeshaya 59:3. Now I want to point out the sins of Israel. I'm going to finish this. He points out their sins. Yeshaya, Isaiah 59 verse 3. He says, first of all, for your hands are defiled with blood. You got sin. You're full of death. You're full of murdering. You hate your brother and your sister. You're full of death. You have envy against your brother or sister. You do them evil. He said, you have blood in your hand. Now, how in hell you call yourself praying for someone when you got blood in your hand? And he's telling Israel, you're full of your own iniquity, your own self-righteousness. How can you judge something with any kind of true spirit at all? Yahweh separated from you. He said, your hands are full of blood and your fingers with iniquity. And he tells you, your lips have spoken lies. Well, I haven't said that against the brother or the sister. Your lips have spoken lies. We know who is the father of lies, don't we? He did not abide in truth, did he? Now Yahweh identifies what has spoken lies, your own lips. You repeated them out, and you don't even know what the issue is. Tota. He said, your lips have spoken lies, and your tongue has murdered perverseness. Your violence, the deeds of your injustice. Your tongue has uttered things that are so wrong. Well, that's not me, the hypocrisy of you. You've spoken against things you don't even know. You got a glimmer of something. You've taken that and you made an issue out of something. You don't even know. This is how the people of Yah are. Your hands are full of blood. Your fingers are full of iniquity. And it is your lips that speak lies. Your lips. None. Listen to this now. Not anyone. None call for mishpah. None call for justice. Nobody wants judgment. Well, he said or he talked, he did, she. Nobody calls for justice. None. None call for mishpah, nor any plead for truth. They trust in lies. They trust in vanity. They trust in empty things. You're getting quiet. That's wonderful. They trust in things that are so empty. They trust in words that Yah said, we're going to be judged by every idle, every vain word we speak. It's one thing that I've always done. Brother James knows this. I don't care who it was. If one brings an accusation against one, we'll always get the one brought the accusation. Have I done that, Brother James? Have I done that, Deacon Horn? That's the only way you do it. You say the brother did this because you can tell me your story. And he can tell me hers, or she can tell me mine. No, you said he did it. Let's go get him. And many times I found the story changed somewhat. You're full of hypocrisy, people. Deacon Benny knows I do that. Tell me, someone here tell me how to do it. That's why I do it. That's the way Scripture tells you to do it. They bring an accusation. All right, let's go get the sister. Let's find out this thing. So because you're full of iniquity, you love lies and you love to speak lies, so you want to be with lies. I will show you. You know there's an old proverb where people say that birds of the same feather flock together. It's in Scripture. Buzzards love buzzards. You don't see buzzards with crows. You don't see eagles with falcons. Buzzards, they stink and they love stinking buzzards. Sure they do. He said, you love vanity. You love, they trust in vanity and speak lies. Again, he reiterates that they speak lies. Not only they talk lies from their lips, but they speak lies. And then they conceive mischief. You know what that is? They conceive trouble. They conceive some kind of labor. They will cause something to arise that creates some kind of commotion. That's Israel. That's his people. That's why he's going to send the fire. That's why this man stands today with the fire of his word. That's why the fire is going forth to who you. I don't care about your petty childlike emotions. You talking to me, Pastor? Well, sure I am. I don't care about that. Well, you do it from the pulpit. He says for me to stand on the housetop. Cry aloud. Stand on the mountain. Tell them their sins. Why? That you may fear and not perform the same thing. Hallelujah. He says, those people in my house, he says, look at this in verse 6. Their web shall become garments. That's what their clothing is. It's like a spider web. They entice, they draw. Isn't that what the spider does? It puts out a beautiful web. It seems as though it's transparent. And all of a sudden, something flies into it. And the first thing it does, it just wraps them in that web. And then the first thing it does, every spider, hear me brothers and sisters, every spider is poisonous. Every one of them. Every one. That is how they demobilize their prey. And then they put some poisonous in the prey. And then what they do, you will go back to the spider web and you will just see a shell there, right? They suck everything out. They want the goodies from the inside. That is what the beasts of the field will do. When the lioness pulled out the wild beast, they don't want the rump roast. They want the belly. They want the soft liver and the kidney. That's what they go for. That's what they go for. They go for that first. Then the rump roast and all the rest, they take care of that later. But they want the soft part. That's what the spider does. And that's what this wicked web of the garments of the wicked do. They look for the ones that are soft and one that have no strength of Yah. And you think that you're strong and yourself as putty. That's this generation. That's the mindset of it. He said, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. They don't even cover themselves because they have no works. There's no Sadiq or works about them. Their works are works of iniquity. Anytime, brothers and sisters, your mouth is working not to strengthen the body of Yah, don't tell me you see something wrong here. You go to hell, and I say it that way. Don't tell me that. If it's that wrong, you get on your face, all right? And if you're that spiritual, you get on your face. And we know that if any man be a worshiper of Yah, he will hear his prayers. That's all. And we know that a righteous man's prayer faileth much, don't we? Then how much are you truly praying? So if you have the power of Yah in prayer, you can pray and the situation is remedied. So don't tell me your lies. Hallelujah. He said their works are works of iniquity. Their self-righteousness is perverted. They're perverted in their ways. They're self-righteous. They want everything to go their way. He said, and the act of violence is in their hand. They will speak violently against their brother or their sister. They will do violently against them. That's what they will do. You know that they're full of iniquitous works because they will do that. If you have a weak brother or a weak sister, if you are so strong, why don't you be that strength? Why don't you be your brother or sister's keeper? You think I will put on Nate when I put on Deacon Benny? I don't put the same thing on Deacon Benny I put on Nate. You think I can discern the strength between those two? You say you're strong, huh? You're weak. You're weaker than the one that you think is weak. Sure you are. It's one thing about a weak person. They don't mind working with another weak person. They don't. Because they won't be showed up. I want someone that is better than me. You understand? I want someone that can do things better than me. Because that will always keep me in this dormant position. I want someone, as we will say, show me up. And when they show me up, it will provoke this kind of jealousy. It's a Sadiq, a jealousy of Yah. To elevate me, to make me strong. You ever go to a brother Shot, he lifted 75 pounds, and I can lift 75 when he goes up to 100. Well, I want to lift 100 with him. If he's going to stay at 75, I don't want that. He's going to draw deep into that. I want someone to draw deep, and I want someone around me that's going to draw from the well of life, not from the stench pool of your damnable wicked unrighteousness. That's what I want around me. I want strong men that draw from the well, this living well. I want men that are planted by the rivers of Almighty Yahweh, like a tree planted by the rivers of Yahweh, and the tree bring forth their fruit in due season. That's what I want around me. I don't want no daughters around me that are weak and shallow and petty and penny-addy and childlike and immature. I preach hard enough for everyone to come up and to be progressive. Hallelujah. And it's the same little childlike immaturity of this generation that's continually seduced them. Tell me your problem, the same problem you had the day you had yesterday. And the same one you had yesterday, you had a week before. And the one you had a week before, you had a year ago. Something is wrong. Total. The problem is not your environment, it's you. Yahweh gave them everything they needed in the wilderness, did he not? So it wasn't the environment. They had everything, didn't they? Did they have everything? Did they go out with all the riches of Mizraim? Did they go out with it? Sure, did they have everything that anyone could imagine? Sure, they did. So it wasn't the environment, it was just what was in them. He knew what was in them. That's why he took them the way he did for 40 years to humble them. And that's why he did that, to bring them down. And that's why he's taking you the way you're going to bring you down, to humble you, because you're an arrogant, pompous, prideful thing. That's why you're always falling, because you're so full of pride. And that's why your emotions always destroy you, because you're full of arrogance. You're haughty. Come on here, somebody. Pride go before fall. That's why you're always falling. That's why you're always falling down. That's why this world is always like that. And harder is before destruction. Oh, I just can't think right. I don't know. You know, my mind. I'm basing upon scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said violence is in their hands. They don't care who they destroy. They don't care who they speak against. They don't care. Now violence is in their hand. He said their feet run to evil. That's this generation. They love evil. They literally run to hear evil. They run. They get reproved and they will run and form their little organized militant action because they're evil. They run to evil. Yah speaks to you and you pursue evil. You pursue an evil path and the path of Sadiqa. They run to do evil. They make haste to shed innocent blood to say that all are in sin or all are wrong or others are doing wrong. They make haste and they shed innocent blood. They don't care who they accuse. They don't care who they speak against. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. He said they're full of iniquity. They're full of their own self-righteousness. Their own idolatry. Look what he says. Ruin and destruction are in their path. That's all that's in their path. And you pursue their path, you're going to become ruined. You're going to be desolate. And it's going to destroy you. That is all in their path. Ruins. And destruction. Everything they lay hand on, they bring ruins to it. Bring destruction. Hallelujah. So I know the Ru'ah of Yah here because I know that there is no ruins here. Praise Yahweh rose up out of nothing. Nothing. Didn't have an outhouse here. And so the Ru'ah was right in the beginning. Ignorance was. Sure we were ignorant. Deacon Benny couldn't understand why he would come down here and just pick up sticks all day. But he did it. And he did murmur. Well, Lamar and all his son is spent down here. But he did it. Hallelujah. You may not saw the vision, but it was there. Come on. Those that have their minds full of iniquity, you're just going to find ruins. That's all you're going to find. It is always going to be someone with that. That is the one that is of the camp of Korah and Dathan. You must understand, listen. Hear me. Yahweh separated Yisrael for his purpose. They were separated. And even in the midst of that, there were those Korah, Dathan, and Abiram in the midst, were they not? And Yahweh had them there for a purpose. He said, I'm going to show you something, Moshe. He said, these men die the death of a natural death. You know that I haven't been here. He said, but if the earth shall cleave open, and them, their children, their babies, and all go down into hell alive, you will know that it's I. And Yahweh did that to bring fear upon the seed that he had elected out of that house. And they were all part of Yisrael. And he caused hell to be rained down on them. And we're watching the earth open up for a minute that they're going down on life in their liveliness of sin into the pit of hell. The minds are consumed with darkness, no life of Yah in them. No love of Yahweh in them. Period. He says in verse 8, he said the way of shalom, the way of peace, they don't even know. When you find someone that's full of iniquity, I don't care what is said to them, they will find some way to bring out some kind of wickedness of their own self-righteousness. They don't know what the way of peace is. They don't know what the way of shalom is. They don't know the way of rest. They don't know how to rest with their brothers and sisters. They don't know how to be in shalom. They don't know how to be in comfort with their brothers and sisters. They don't know that. Toda. He says why? And there is no mishpah in their judgment. Let me say this before I go farther. The same brothers and sisters, whether you're here or in the world, they will make an assessment of one another, someone else, that they perceive is not right. And yet between them, there will be no judgment of Sister Dean's spirit, or Sister Rivanders, or Elder Martin's, or Pastor Roberts. There's no judgment. There's no mishpah in the midst of them. They don't even know the mishpah, yeah. The judgment is full of hypocrisy. It's wicked. It's not the judgment of Yah. He's reaching out and touching you today, isn't he? Sure he is. He said that there is no shalom, there is no mishpah in their goings. They have made themselves crooked paths, and whosoever goes therein shall not know shalom. And everyone that pursued that path of that wicked mindset, they know no shalom either. That's why they're fruity and nutty and fractured as they come. These whole houses, and they got the folks all fractured and nutty and fruitcakes, and they know no shalom. They have no comfort. They have no rest. They cannot rest. And that is what's happening to Yisrael. That is what is happening. And the reason why? Because there are no men. There are no strong men. Let me move on. Hallelujah. Verse 9. He says, therefore, is Mishpah far from us? Is judgment? Do we have the Ruach to judge? Neither does Mishpah overtake us. We wait for light, but we see darkness. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like blind. We grope as we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday or as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. Now that's how dark they are. They stumble, they fall, you continue to fall. They stumble, they don't even see the light. There is no refreshing of the light of Hamashiach in them. Even in the midst of their own iniquities, their poverty, they cannot see no light. Why? Because their mind is full of darkness. They're so full of devious, evil works. They're evildoers, as Yah says. They're corruptors, and everyone they touch, they corrupt. We roar like lions. And mourn sadly like doves. We look for Mishpat, for judgment, but there is none. We look for our Yahshua salvation, but he is far off from us because of your iniquity. You have separated yourself from him. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, Yahweh, and it is Pastor Robert's sins that testify against me. It is your own sins that testify against you. And our sins testify against us. Well, you bring that down where it reaches you, all right? You put you there. It is your own sin that testify against me. And for our transgressions are with us. See, our transgressions are still with us. You have not truly repented. You have not truly been converted. And as for our iniquity, at least they were honest. We know them. You know, it's one thing about Yahweh, he can deal with one like that when they truly confess their sins and they're open and honest. You don't do that because you think you see something in someone else and you see nothing. You're blind, trying to lead someone else that is blind. And you both are falling into the cauldron of deeper and deepness of sin. And your fruit is not even there for someone to acknowledge. I want to tell all you sisters and brothers as well, it's one thing. You can say what you want to. But it's one thing that men can see things. I don't care what the world says. They see things that you may not see. And the way you see it. And that's just the truth. And I will tell you all this. If there was a corrupt thing going on here, believe me, the brothers, but Elder Mom, they will let me know. He's not afraid to tell me that. You understand? The thing that is corrupt, that is in you. That's what is corrupt. Hallelujah. He will let me know. He certainly will let me know, my brothers and sisters. I have brothers here. They will let me know. Hallelujah. And I'm not a blind man. I'm not blind at all. No, I'm not going to tell you I'm blind, because if I'm blind, then you better run for safety. He has anointed my eyes with eye salve that I can see. I have Hamashiach in my frontals so I can see. He is my tikvah. He is my hope. Hallelujah. You know your transgressions. He says, in transgressions and lying against Yahweh and departing, turning away from our Abba, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the left words of lies, of falsehood. You've never done that, I'm quite sure. You never conceived and uttered from your heart words of falsehood. You mean you've never done that, utter words of falsehood, words of lies? Yes, you have. Because of your own iniquity, you have revolted against Yah. Why? Because he tells you by mercy. He shows you mercy every day. And truth, your iniquity is purged. That's how he purges it. So he set before us a man that will show us his mercies and show us his truth. He says, I'm doing that to purge you of your iniquity. And you speak falsehood out of your mouth. You speak flat out lies. No lie is going to tarry before him. And Mishpah is turned away backwards. And Mishpah standeth for all. For truth is fallen in the streets. And equity cannot enter. You don't want to be just. You don't want to be fair. You don't want to look at someone fair. Isn't it amazing that I can look at, say, Brother Charles different than I look at Deacon Benny? It's wrong. It's not equity there. I look at him in the same way. I look at old Brother James different than I look at Brother Yosef or Brother Jason back there. Same. Same. You do right. No man. To who he is. That's how you do it. For some reason, anybody has corrupted us so, we think if someone instruct us or reprove us, they're not doing right by us. Can I ask you a question, Sister Di? Sister Horn, you better, mother. You raised them that you both have. When you rebuked old hard-headed Brother Dale Ashita, did you do right by them? Sister Horn, when you were 10, Deacon Horn's butt and knocked Pat's out of his hair, did you do right?
They may have walked away thinking you didn't do right, but you still did right. Can you see the value of what she did to you? Sure you can, Shonda. It's closer to mature to the mind and the personality you are today. You did right. This ignorant generation, someone instructs them, they get all bit out of shape, stupidity. It is. Dota. Dota, yeah. We all like little children going astray. And we all go astray. We all walk a different way. We all walk somewhere we shouldn't walk. Sure you have. You tell me your mind don't walk away, shouldn't walk. You tell me your thoughts don't go into ventures that it shouldn't. You have to reprove that thing. You tell me your thoughts doesn't take your time, that you have to show enough, resist with the power of Hamashiach. Don't sit here with me with the hypocrisy. It will draw you far from Yah. We begin to cause sin to permeate in the midst of your thoughts and your mind. We'll take you into some kind of elusive dark place. You find yourself pondering those damnable things. You're trying to get back and you don't know how to get back. Don't be a hypocrite. It's one thing that Yahweh love is honesty. When a man can begin to confess, it was one thing that when he would take Israel through the fire of hell, he would burn them with the fire of his anger. Then they will repent. They will cry out, oh, we have sinned. Sure they would. See, this generation has gone through any kind of fire. We've sat around. We've lived fat. We've been consumed with vanity, with our television watching and all this fictitious trash. So we think that life is some kind of little bowl of Cheerios, but it's not that way. You're going to be tried. You're going to prove whether you love Yah. And He has raised up a remnant for this last time, that the sure sign of His distinctive in their mind, the power of His name, revealed by Yahshua, and the true Messiah reveals the power of His Abba. And your little childlike iniquity that's going to draw you away. Whereby that will not be the name of Yah, that will be the name of Ichabod. The Ruah of Yah doesn't dwell here. I don't know this fool. They're far from me. Hallelujah. That's what it is. I say it that way. Call no man fool. Oh, foolish Galatians, shall who call them that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 16. Yahweh says, I'm going to deliver a remnant. Now listen, brother. He says, I'm going to deliver them. He says in verse 16, and he saw that there was no man. You need a man. Let no one catch you. He saw that there was no man, and he wondered that there was no intercessor. Didn't have nobody intercede. An intercessor is more than someone praying, someone to say, hold up, you're doing wrong. This is not the right. That's what a true man will do. He will stand up and say, you're wrong. You're not doing right. He said, and Yahweh saw that, and he saw, he's talking about Yahweh here, and he saw that there was no man. He made man. He said, there's no man to have the breath of my power or the strength of my instruction in him. He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessors. Therefore, his arm brought Yahshua. See, the arm of Yahweh brought Yahshua, the salvation, to him. And his tzedakah. And it upheld him. That is what upheld Yahweh, the strength of what he had delivered unto him. It is Yahshua that upholds Yahweh. Come on, this foul flesh of ours, clothed with such corruption, we need on the garment of Almighty Yah. It was this Yahshua, his Yahshak, that brought strength unto Almighty Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look what, come on, he says, turn quickly back to Yeshaya 41:28. Hold that in the 59th chapter. He says in Yeshaya 41:28. He says, for I looked, and there was no man even among them. And there was no counselors that when I asked of them could answer a word. Don't you understand that that is a tool of the enemy? To try to remove the men or the spirit of counseling. That's why people raise hell when you try to counsel them today. Or try to instruct them in the things of Yah. When you tell them they are wrong. Well, who are you to tell wrong? Well, bless Yahweh. Regardless of who the person is, you receive that. I mean, set out sinners that tell me things that they are right. Prick my heart and cause me to realize that that is a truth. That is the truth. You're such an arrogant, prideful, beastly thing. You don't want to receive anything. He said, I look and there was no man, no counselor. You can understand why you're in the shape you're in, because you don't want no counselor. You can understand why America's in the shape it's in. They don't want no counselors today. No counselors at all. Come on, do you understand that? This is the 59th verse. I went back to verse 41. No man. And if you read that whole book during the course of the week, I know you won't do it, but you ought to do it. Hallelujah. You see the condition and the depravity and the sin of that time. And Jeremiah, Yeshua, he prophesied to the kingdom of the four kings. Who? Jotham, Ahaziah, Hezekiah, and Uzziah. Almost 50 years the man. He Messiah. He brought the prophecy. The Messiah. The burdens. He brought the burdens unto the house. It was a burden thing upon him. Prophecies are never a word of an easement and so nice. They're burdens to the men. When he spoke to Israel, it was a great burden. How do I speak to them? The hand of Yah had to be upon him. Hallelujah. The Messiah. The Messiah. The prophecy of Yah. Hallelujah. He said, there was no man. For I look and behold, there was no man at all. Even among them. We need men among us. Men, you must be men. You must stand in the integrity of Yah, in your love, and you don't capitulate for wife, children, sons, daughters, anyone. Not even yourself above all. You stand on the truth of Yah. Hallelujah. This generation, we don't think that there are any women that have any virtuous qualities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they are. They're women that love Yah. They're women that rises up and they look well to the house of Yah. And they take care of those kinds of things. And they're willing labors and they're willing to work. Hallelujah. The reason you don't think no one is that way is because you're not that way. Hallelujah. It's almost like a man seeing a man that, he looks at himself and looks at old Randy. He looks at himself and says, boy, he looks nice physically. You know, the symmetry is nice. And because he's not that way, people are just that juvenile. They'll try to do things against someone or hurt someone because they're not that. Men will do things like that. Women will too. They get upset. They get jealous. Hallelujah. Well, if you get jealous, what you do, you go to say, Randy, what do you do? Tell me, I know you can eat like a hog. No, I don't eat nothing after 7 o'clock. Okay, that's what you do. Well, I just take his advice, his counsel, and I just do the same thing, just pick his mind. We're such a childlike generation, we don't want that. We're so immature, we don't want no one to instruct us. We don't want counselors. You get safety when you listen to the multitude of counselors. This generation loves to listen to the multitude of busybodies. Then everybody's affairs, but Yahweh's there. Got time for everything, but what Yahweh say do? Praying daughters? You can't find that today. You do it for a pretense for a moment, but it's nothing enduring. Hallelujah. Come on, you daughters. You always see that on the little night you come here. There ain't no willingness in you. Some of you all look for excuses not to come. Lazy, shiftless, sorry. Hallelujah. Come on, brothers. You look for a way not to come to prayer. You don't want to come. Come on. Look for a reason. I was telling Deacon Horn of the morning, Sister Robert, she cooks on Friday morning. And usually I'm up or I'm awake. She gets up early. I don't get up early, Sister Roberts. I'm not going to do it. I think she's a lunatic when it comes to that. And, of course, I was lying in bed. I said, telling Deacon Horn, I said, when I got up, it was 20 minutes till I had to roll. I had time enough to get up, do my little thing, get dressed. And, of course, I could hit the door and bless Yah. Hallelujah. It's cold outside, but it's warm in my heart. The fire of Yah burns inside. The weather is cold, but the fire of Yah is deep in my heart. I love Yah and He loves me. The fire of Yah is in me. Oh, it's cold outside, but it's warm inside. I love Yah. Don't need no other. I can remember one song. And that is the truth. And many times up here, I have to look at Brother Patrick's lips to recall the words. I've never been able to do that. Never. Never. I've never been able to learn one song through. I have practiced for hours, but I can't do it. Hallelujah. But I got something in me that draws from the well of the water. I said to Deacon Horn when I got, I was all right. Come on. Hallelujah. Y'all waking me and brought me on out in this nice cold weather. I'm not going to complain about that. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Let me move. I want to finish this today. Hallelujah. Turn quickly to the 13th chapter. I'm going to read this. Yeshua 13, 11 and 12. Yahweh said, I will punish the world for the evil and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogant of the proud to cease. And I will lay low the haughty of the ruthless. You that are haughty, you're ruthless. You that don't consider, you that think your ways are right, you are a ruthless beast. You are haughty. That's why you act so ruthless, because you don't trust nobody. You don't trust Yah. You trust no one. I would not want to be around old brother James if I couldn't trust him. I don't want him near me. Just don't even come near me. And if he can't trust me, don't even come back here. Something is sad. That's just like, come on, that should be, come on, brother James, he trusts his wife. He trusts her with fidelity to be honest and faithful with him. Why can't that same trust he has, I've got for my wife, why can't I have that for him that he will do me no wrong, or you won't? Why is it? There are men that have done things wrong with their wives, and they have felt so guilty they will never do it again. There are wives that have done things wrong with their wife, husband, they will never do it again. Come on, hypocrites. You trust no man, but you trust a wife. She came out of the man. I trust my wife. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I trust Elder Martin. I don't believe he'd do me evil any days of my life. I trust him. I trust Deacon Ben. I don't believe that. I trust my brothers. I don't have no fear of that. Well, what if they let you down? So what? If Deacon Hall let me down, that doesn't mean Deacon Ben lets me down. Because Brother Elder let me down, that doesn't mean Elder Martin lets me down. If Elder Martin let me down, that means Brother Dawkins let me down. If Brother Dawkins let me down, I mean Deacon Tim let me down. Come on, Brother Deacon Tim let me down, that means Brother Charles let me down. Hallelujah. Because the actions of old Brother Nicholas there, you think I'm going to assault every brother because of that, or to become that pessimistic to say Brother Chris is that way? Because Brother Josh Martin bit me that way? Or Brother Josh Horn did me that way? No. It's crazy. That's a wicked mentality. That's a wicked judgment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to do all things to please my brother. Well, you shouldn't please man. Lies. You don't know what scripture says. Shows how pleased all men. He pleased every man. Every way when he pleased him. Why? Because he did the will of Yah. And when men come to the knowledge of that truth, they say, boy, I'm glad you told me that truth. I'm glad you shared that with me. I didn't know that, but I'm glad you shared it with me. I was a little mad at you. But I'm so bless you. That's why you say greet the brother with a pure kiss. Just greet them. It's hard for men to kiss each other, isn't it? That's why I say greet them. He says, I will make a man more precious than the fine gold, and even a man than the gold wedges of Oprah. That's what he's going to make a man in this hour. He's going to be precious. When you find a man in this hour, you're going to have a gem. Hallelujah. You're going to have a gem. He's going to be something precious. And a man, you will know the spirit and the power of that man, because his head is given the power to make sure that the order of Yahweh is in the midst of his body. And he's going to judge, he's going to oversee, and he's going to watch too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Back to, I want to read this from Ezekiel quickly. Listen to it. I want to read this. Yahweh says to Ezekiel, I'm going to bring destruction to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I'm going to give you a sign. I want to show you. I want to give you a vision. He says in Ezekiel, listen to this. Just hear it. Ezekiel 9:4. I want to read it quickly. And Yahweh said unto Ezekiel, he said unto those that he had commanded, go through the midst of the city throughout the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the forehead of men. Listen now. Against, he said, I want you to mark the forehead of the men that sigh and cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof. We need men to cry and sigh against these abominations that are being done. We need men to stand up and to be strong and not be some kind of weak belly jelly roll thing. And to bring that judgment of Yah in the midst and to show the people their sin. He said, you go mark all those that cry and sigh against the wicked and the abomination of Jerusalem. He said, you mark them in the forehead. And to the others, he said, in my hearing, go after him to the city. And he said, and smite. Look what he said. He said, I want you to destroy those. Those that are in the house that have the sign of Yah, that have the true witness of Yah in their expression, in their love. He said, and the other ones, he said, you go. This is a metaphor. It's a natural thing that happened. But it's also a spiritual implication as well. He said, you go. And he said, you don't even let your eyes spare. And we have allowed our eyes to spare. Because Sister Roberts, because that's Pastor Roberts' wife. Now, he said, let your eyes spare not. He said, neither have pity. And we want to find those who's going to pity us in our sins and our corruption. That's why we go from place to place. Looking for someone to say, oh, I understand, Sister Robert. Well, Pastor Robert just wasn't nice to you. He said, you go and you don't spare, you don't pity them Jezebels. You deal with Sister Robert, you deal with every one of them. No one is above the Torah of Yah. No one is beneath that. And it begins with you dealing with yourself according to that righteous Torah.
You know, it's amazing about this wicked generation. Because my mother did things wrong, and I perceived they were wrong, even through my juvenile vision, she still had the authority to tell me what to do. Do you all hear that? I said to you all, I don't care if you see your daddy in the street puke, feces all on him, vomit. You don't go there and dishonor the man. The scripture tells you to honor him. You don't go there and treat him wrong because he's full of vomit and the man is in sin. You don't do that. Woman got a husband, he's drunk. It's shalom to be with the man. You don't go there and kick the man's teeth out because he's a drunk or he's done something you perceive wrong. He tell you what to do right, you still obey it. He said, why cook me dinner? You still cook his dinner. He said, why find out what you're going to do? You don't go there. And this damn generation think, well, look at Pastor Robert. Did you see him the other day? Or he twisted his ankle over there. That's how they think. Well, he can't tell me that because you're a liar. That's the way this generation think. Well, old brother Charles, you didn't see him the other day. He hollered at Wendy. That's the way they think. That's how stupid they are. And yet the same parents, listen now, I'll show you the hypocrisy. Like they're all spotless. And yet they will tell their sons and their daughter, their children what to do. And yet when someone they perceive is doing something wrong, when they tell them what to do, they're like, raise hell. Don't come on, hypocrites. I'm on the money. The Ruah of Yahweh is in this lesson. He ain't missing nothing. Hallelujah. The folks out there that are listening, someone would write me today and say, Pastor Robert, bless you. Bless you, who needed that. Had a brother to call me yesterday, other day from Palestine, Texas. Say, Pastor Robert, my wife and I, we listen to you all the time. It has been such a richness of blessing to listen. I got one question. You think I'm going to give the man the answer that was wrong? I gave him the right answer. Regardless of what your circumstances, you have to do what Yahweh says. My kin folks, they're going to hate us. They didn't let them hate you. I lost a natural family 25 years ago when I preached in Jesus' name. So what's the difference? What's the big deal? I'd rather lose them than you lose Yah. Let them go to hell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I want you to go in verse 6, slay utterly old. Did he say that? It's a lot of old fools, you know that? Old and simple and childish. He said, young, both maiden or virgins. Huh? Women may be virgin, but they're full of hell. Full of sin, they're full of corruption and wickedness, they're corrupt. He said, you destroy virgins and what big children? Little children. See, that's a little child right there in Brother Josh, Joshua. That's a little child. You destroy them too. Little children. And women. But come not near to any man. Don't come near any man who hath the mark is upon him. He said, and began at my kadosh, as Elder Martin, Elder Wyman spoke to us. He said, began at the house. Began at my kadosh place. And then they began at the ancient men which were before the house of Yah. That's why it's wonderful to have ancient men. Men that know Yah, had an experience in life. Not silly. You ancient men, don't be silly. Don't let laughter consume you. Don't be filled with a lot of laughter. Control yourselves. What he said, men that are older men. I love old men. I just love old men. I love Elder Martin. I love being around him. I know sometimes he say, I ain't coming down that Pastor Roberts. I'm staying home. But I just love being around him. You understand? I told y'all I got a man's thing. I got a thing for old men, too. I love being around sensible old men. I don't like being around foolish men. I don't want no foolish man. When I was a young boy, I didn't want to be around foolish men. That's why I didn't hang with boys my age, because they were immature and dumb. They didn't have anything. They didn't know anything. I was always around older men. I like their attitude. I like the way they walk, the way they talk, the way they carry themselves, the way they constructed business, the way they operated. I love the way they did things. And it would mesmerize me to watch them. Their attitude, the way they could talk, the way they could deal with people, the way they could get across something. I would love that. And I just love being around old people. Just sitting, I would just sit for hours and listen to them talk. It didn't make any difference. Bored, yeah, I get bored sitting, but I love hearing what they were saying. Hallelujah. He said, begin with the men of ancient. Why? Because you remove the ancient men, you have no strength in the house. You have none. And you need men of ancient that have an experience and a knowledge of Yah, and that have walked with Yah and understand what Yah. You got men today that are over there just as immature. They're more immature than young men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go back to Yeshaya 59. He said, you destroy them. And I mean that. Verse 18, he said, according to their deeds, according he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the islands he will repay evermore. And he says to us in verse 19, so shall they fear the name of Yahweh from the west, and his honor and his splendor from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Ruah of Yahweh shall lift up a standard against him. As the Redeemer shall come to Zion, for what? And to them that turn from transgression in Yaakov, says Yah. As for me, this is my covenant with them. Now this is what Yahweh says. I have a marriage. I have a covenant with them. A breath. He says Yah, my Ruah that is upon you, and my word which I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth. That's the covenant that Yahweh is going to have with his people. His Ruah, that's why Hamashiach said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will pray to the Abba and he will send the Ruah. He said, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of the seed, says Yah, from henceforth forevermore. That the true seed of Israel shall not walk in iniquitous ways of transgression, but the true power of my word shall come forth out of them, and they shall have the strength of my truth in them. The generation that is very weak and very, very soft generation. Why? Because we need men of strength. We need men to stand with judgment. Men in their homes to judge their homes righteously with tzedakah. Not by the hearing of these, you judge it righteously. You do with the sword of Yah. You don't care about emotion. You're trying to force me and my house, we're going to serve Yah. Save your house. That's what you do. And that's what a man of strength does. He doesn't capitulate as taken by emotion. That's what we need today. That's why you have these whole houses today. It's nothing but an emotionally drenched little gathering. That's all. They love to bump and grind and do their little thing, but there's no substance out of all of what is said. So your iniquitous ways, your sin, your own corruption has separated you from your affairs with Yah, where there's no true prayer life. There's no true communion with Yah. You don't talk to Yahweh. There's no identity of this precious hope, Yahshua. It is your iniquity, your arrogance, your pride. It is not your neighbors. It is not anyone but you. It is directly upon you. You are the one. Hallelujah. You are the one that is at fault. And it's because you cannot receive counsel, you cannot hear, and you think you are the counselor. See, every counselor hears the counselor. How do you know? Well, when a counselor counsels someone, he hears what someone has to say. And even in the midst of that, the counselor is being counseled as to how to respond and how to act, isn't he or she? We are dumb people. And it's the experience of that working with David Roberts counseling him that when Dale Rainey comes with the same problem, he knows how to deal with him. His words are almost identical. It's because the counselor has been counseled. And the counselor has been counseled how to deal with those that he or she counsels because they have to have counselors. How do you counsel someone when you have no counsel? And a true counselor doesn't counsel you to do that which is diametrically opposing to Yahweh. A true counselor will tell you to draw nigh unto him that he will draw nigh unto you. He to draw close unto Yah. And how can you say you love Yahweh and you draw closer to him, and when you have brothers and sisters you don't love them and don't draw closer? You're a damn liar. You say you love Yah whom you've never seen, and yet you don't love your brother or sister. How can that be? Liars. Don't apologize. Hallelujah. May Yah help you. You that are listening, may Yah help you today. May he bless you. Word for your homes, that he may strengthen you. A wicked generation is a shallow one. Come on, Brother Patrick. It's a shallow generation. It's weak. I pray, Yah, that's why I pray, send the Nabi, the true prophet. Strong men. I love strong men. I love strong men in any way. I don't care. Even natural men that are not saved. I like men that are strong, their character. They have this tenacity. I love that about men. I do. Why? Because you can always build on that. I've always said to you all the way that I've learned things, I looked at other men. Saved men and sinner men. One of the first persons to teach me anything about some form of fidelity, because I didn't learn that at home, was Sister Robert's stepfather. That he was a no-good piece of scoundrel. Could have knocked him out in my days.
In fact, we almost got into it one day. Sure we did. I was going to put it on him too. Yeah, I was. I'd have had to cry and repent, as Deacon Minister said. He may not have been around to lay hands on me, but I would have put it on him. Sure, I would have. But I watched one day, he came home to Mother Smith's house, and he bought her this beautiful bouquet of flowers. I mean, roses, about 12 of them. You got to understand, back then, I was making $2.65 an hour. Didn't have much money. But even though I was an ignorant person, I knew that was right. I watched her expression, how even her whole countenance changed, how she sensed something in that. And so I recall, I couldn't afford no dozen of roses. I just couldn't afford it. But I remember the first time I bought Sister Robert's three. And I'll never forget, we lived there on Remount, and I was walking up the hill with those roses. This old wicked sinner woman, she looked at me, she said, "Boy, somebody is being loved today. That is so beautiful." Even a sinner woman knew that even it was a statement. I knew, even though he was an unsaved man, but I could learn many things from him. An arrogant, haughty one doesn't want to learn from anyone. When you're arrogant, you think you know everything. You can't learn anything. That's a fool. So I learned many things from men that were sinners. Didn't even know ya. Their actions and their mannerism was right. Right is right. Period. Okay, who does it? It's still right. It's a lawful way to do things. And when it's lawful to do it, that way it's lawful regardless to who does it. It's still lawful. When you get to the point that you become so arrogant, you can't learn anything. You're a fool. You're not even a fool. You're a blinded fool. Hallelujah. So any counsel is tough for you. I don't care who it comes from. From children, little ones. Hallelujah. It's all wonderful for you. Hallelujah. Be strong, brothers. Do right. And Yahweh will bless you. Cause his strength to rise. I want that above all things. Don't need no money, no riches. Hallelujah. I want him. Badger Horn would tell us all the time that he's never seen a U-Haul. Now, he can't witness us that truth, but it's the truth because no U-Haul followed him. I've never seen a U-Haul. One goes to the grave. Follow behind the hurt, you take nothing. Naked you came, and you're going back naked too. Yes, sir. You didn't know what it was like in your mama's womb. I didn't either. You're going back to that. And that is the truth. May Yah bless you. You that are listening, may Yahweh bless you today. May he cause your love. Do it again. Cause your heart to shine brightly. We greet you all in Yahshua's mighty name. We pray his strength rest upon you, and may this shovel torn unto Yah be one of greatness. Let us stand to our feet. Come on, you all know the song. You that are listening, come on and sing along with us. Be encouraged. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You that are listening, again, it's on our website. We're going to be in Texas soon, in Dallas, Texas, for a few days with Pastor Robinson. They're in Amory, Texas. I'm sorry, what is that town? It's in Texas, it's right out from Dallas, Texas. Emory, Texas. A very sweet man. He really has a very gentle, sweet spirit. They started a community there in 1985. Very precious man, beautiful brother. And so we're going to be there with him. I'm going to speak one night. I don't know. It doesn't make any difference what night I speak. Just come and be in fellowship with the pastor. Look on the website. It's next month, the 21st of February. It's a group of us. We're going to go there and be with him. Some of the young ones and some of the old ones. We're going to go and be with Pastor Robinson. Yahweh bless you all. Come on, Brother Patrick.
So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love.
Greet you all, Brother Michael, Sister Michael, Shalom, Brother Alex. We greet you all. Brother Jerome James, we hope to see you one day soon. Bless you, my brother, there in McKinney, Texas. Hallelujah. The Adams family, if you all are listening there in Charlotte, may Yah bless you all. Hallelujah.
Understanding a brotherly love that is real to life.
you, Brother Jerry, Sister Maria. Brother Landis, you and your family, your mother there in Maryland, Eastern Shore, all of you that are listening, where you're listening from. So let, come on, grab your neighbor's hand. Let there be love shed among us. Be your harbor in the land. Be now your harbor, sweetest land. Cause us Yahweh to arrive. Give us a fair understanding. Brother, be a harbor that is real. So let there be a harbor shared among us. Let there be a harbor. Come on, look in your neighbor's face. So let there be a harbor among us. Let there be a harbor in our lives. May now yours a harbor sweet as hell. Cause of us, Yah. We do barak you this day. We told our Yah for all things. Bless us all. Give us strength, comfort, and our love. And pray your strength upon us all. Told our Yah for the bread today and all that you have blessed us with. Give us all comfort and rest this evening. We ask it in Yahshua's name. The people of Yah cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.